Bruchim Haboim B'Shem Hashem. We would like to welcome all Mishtatvim to this shiur. We're going to be starting now Meseches Yuma V'Siyata D'Shmaya. Zokt the Heilige Mishnah. Shivas Yomim, 7 days, Koidim Yom HaKippurim, before Yom Kippur, Mafrishim Kohen Gadol, they would separate the Kohen Gadol. This was in the time when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. Mibesoi, from his house, where did they tell him to go? Where did they put him? Lelishkas Parhedrin. There was a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash that was called Lishkas Parhedrin. 7 days before Yom Kippur, they would take the Kohen Gadol from his house and he would stay in that chamber for 7 days before Yom Kippur. The Gemara is going to speak out. The Gemara is going to explain why did they do this. Mibesoi means from his house, but it doesn't just mean from his house. Mibesoi, the Gemara says later, also means they separated him from his wife, which would mean that his wife cannot come along with him into that chamber. He had to be by himself. Another thing they used to do before Yom Kippur, Umaskinen loy kohen acher tachto. They would prepare another kohen instead of him. Why? Shemo yeraboy psul. In case the kohen gadol will become psul, so you need somebody to be memale mokim. You need somebody ready to step in and to do the avodah instead of him. We'll see in Rashi, yeraboy psul means to become tomei, to maskeri. Rabbi Huda says, af isha acheres. Maskin and loy. They would prepare another wife for the Kohen Gadol. Why? Shema Thomas Ishtoi. Rabbi Huda was concerned that perhaps the Kohen Gadol's wife will die. And the Mela what? So what? Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Bechiper Ba'adoi Uva'ad Besim. The Pasuk says, and this Pasuk is talking about when the Kohen Gadol serves in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. The Pasuk says he shall atone for himself, Uba'at Beisoi, and for his household. So Rabbi Huda says, Beisoi in this pasuk means Zu Ishtoi. This means his wife. From here we see that the Kohen Gadol must have a wife on Yom Kippur. He must be married, and therefore we're concerned what would happen if his wife dies, then how is he going to do the avodah? He needs to be married. The answer is, we'll prepare another wife. So that's what Rabbi Huda says. However, the Tanakhama does not agree to that. The Tanakhama says they were only maskim kohen acher, they only prepared another kohen, but not another wife. And they told him why. Amru loy, they said to him, im kain, if so, if you're concerned that his wife will die, and that's why you're preparing another wife, then ein ledavar soif, there is no end to this matter. Which means, if the first one you're concerned will die, so maybe the second one will die, and the third one, there's no end. There's no end. So the Rabbanan are saying to Rabbi Huda, a problem that you cannot be misakin, that you cannot fix, so you don't do anything for it. So you just rely on the fact that b'siyata d'shmaya, his wife will live. But if you're starting to be concerned that his wife is going to die, then it's not going to help to be misakin another one. Maybe she'll also die. The Gemara later is going to speak out. The Gemara is going to ask, if that's the case when it comes to a wife, then how come the Rabbanan are happy with being misakin kohen acher tachto? Why don't they say the same thing to themselves? Maybe the second claim will also become possible. The Gemara is going to deal with this later. Zok Rashi. Shivas Yomim, Koidim, Yom HaKippurim, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol. Zok Rashi. Why would they mafrish the Kohen Gadol? Shekol Avoidas Yom HaKippurim, Enoch Shero El Aboy. The whole Avoid of Yom Kippur was only kosher with the Kohen Gadol himself. Kediyalat Bahurius, the Perik Basra, like the Gemara learns out in Hurius, the Ksiv, Gabi Yom HaKippurim. Because it's written by Yom Kippur, V'chiber ha-koyen asher yimshach oisoi. The koyen that was anointed shall atone of a Gemara Mefar. Okay, so from this pasuk we see, V'chiber ha-koyen asher yimshach oisoi, that not just in the time, in the pasuk, in the Pesukim of Acharemois, in the time of the Midbar, we see that the avoid on Yom Kippur was done by Aaron ha-koyen. But it wasn't just that generation. For every generation, the Kohen Gadol is the one that must do that avodah on Yom Kippur. Over Gemara Mefarish, and the Gemara is going to explain, Loma Mafrishi. Why did they separate the Kohen Gadol? Lelishkas Parhedrin, Zokrashi, Kach Shema, this was its name, Ube Gemara Mefarish, Loma Nikras Kain. And the Gemara is going to explain, why did it have this name? What is this name, Lishkas Parhedrin? What does Parhedrin mean? Umaskin Eloi, Zokrashi, Umizamnin Kain Acher, they would prepare another Kain, Bios Kain Godel Tachtov, to be a Kain Godel instead of him, Im Yerabik Sul Keri Vishatumum. If he will become possible with Tumas Keri or different Tumah, Hama Akvin Milovin Mikdosh, which will stop him from even coming into the base of Mikdosh. So if that happens, we need another Kohen to replace him. What exactly did they do to the other Kohen and how did they prepare him? So the Rishonim speak out, they would tell him to be careful not to become Tumah. Some Rishonim say that they even were Mesaki Big Day Kuhuna Gedoyla, that it should fit him. But one thing the Gemara says later, they did not do to the second Kohen was, they did not make the second Kohen be mafresh mi beis shivas yom. That they didn't do. And the Gemara learns out from here that b'di'evet, the Kohen Gadol can serve in the beis hamikdash even if he did not have the 7 days before. That's why, if it should happen that the first Kohen becomes tamei, so the second Kohen will serve without having been separated for 7 days. Because b'di'evet it's not ma'akiv, this prisha shiva, it's only the tatchila. Zok Rashi, uba'ad beisoy, gabe yemi kipurim ksid, ba'acharemos, it's written by yemi kipurim, acharemos, im kain, the rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's so, the chayish is lemisa, that you're concerned for his wife dying, ein ledover soif, there's no end to this matter, shema gam zu tomos, maybe this one will also die. Good. We just saw in the Mishnah that the reason why they were Mesakim Kohen Acher Tachtov was Shema Yerabui Psul. Rashi says the Psul that we're talking about is Tumas Keri, Shah Tumah. We know that the Mishnah says in Novos that there were 10 Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdosh. One of the Nisim was that the Kohen Gadol never became Tomei on Yom Kippur. So do we need to be Mesakim Kohen Acher for that? Wasn't it a Nes that he never became Tomei? The Rishalmi talks about this, and the Rishalmi says, yes, it was a Nes, he never became Tomei. However, Ein Soifin Ala Nes. We cannot rely on a Nes and say, we know he's not going to become Tomei because it never happened. No, we have to do what we're supposed to do. We have to be Misakim Kohen Acher, Shemi Yerabai Psul. Hashem is doing a Nes, Hashem is doing a Nes, but we cannot rely on that. Zok the Gemara, Tanan Hasan. We learned in the Mishnah over there. This Mishnah is a Mishnah in Sefer Parah, Perek Gimel. The Mishnah says over there, Shivas Yomim, 7 days, Kodim Sreikas HaParah, before they would burn the Parah Aduma. They used to burn the Parah Aduma, not used to, there was only a number of Parah Adumas that were made. But when they burnt the Parah Aduma, this is what they used to do. Hoyimafrishin Kain Haserif HaParah. They would take the Kohen that he was going to burn the Parah Aduma. What the Kohen did was, he took the Parah Aduma outside Yerushalayim, and they used to do it on Har HaZeisim. Har HaZeisim is a mountain that's facing the Beis HaMikdosh, and that's where they used to do the Parah Aduma. They would shecht it there, they would burn it there, and then they would take from the ashes, and that's how they would matar people that became Tomei from Tumas Meis. They would take a bit of ash and put it into the water, Mayim Chaim, and then they would sprinkle on a person on the third day, seventh day, and that's how he'd become Torah from Tumas Meis. But this Kohen that was burning the Parah Aduma, they would take him and separate him, be basically from his house, similar to the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, Lelishka, a different chamber, not the same chamber, Lelishka, to this chamber that was Sha'al Pnei HaBira, that was in front of the place called Bira. The Gemara later is going to talk and explain what was this place called Bira. Tzafoina, to the north. Mizracha, to the east. So to the northeast of the place, that's where they separate. This Lishka was to the northeast. And they separated the Kohen and Serv Zapora into this Lishka. And this Lishka had a name. Belishkas Beis Ho'eben Hoysen Akras. It was called Lishkas Beis Ha'Eben, the house of stone. Baloma Nikra Shma Lishkas Beis Ha'Eben. Why did they call it Lishkas Beis Ha'Eben? Shekol ma'asel, because all its ma'asim, everything that they did in this lishkon, all the utensils that they used were b'klei glolim. Rashi over here says klei glolim means the kelim were made of dung. B'klei avonim, with kelim made of stone. B'klei adoma, and with klei adoma. Rashi over here explains that klei adoma means it was a kind of soft rock. Rashi says eben rock, a soft rock, and they would hollow out in it a kelim. In any case, these three types of kelim, klei glolim, klei avonim, and klei adoma, were not mekabel tuma, which means that even if a dead sheretz should touch them, they won't become tummy. They can never become tummy from any tuma ba'olam. My timer, why did they specially use such type of kelim that cannot become tummy? Kivan says the tful yoim kosher b'parah. Somebody who's called a tful yoim is kosher to do the parah duma. Tful yoim means that any person that became tummy from any type of tumah that there is in the Torah, no person can become tahor unless he goes to the mikveh. At the end of his whatever he did to become tahor, he must go to the mikveh. After he goes to the mikveh, from that period till by night, he's called a tvul yoim. A tvul yoim is mostly tahor, which means if we touch chulin, if we touch an apple, a regular apple, the apple's not tummy. However, he still has some dinei tuma. He's not allowed to eat truma. He can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. So he's like a little bit, slightly kind of tummy, but he's basically tahor. He's basically tahor. And Chazal had the Kabbalah. Chazal learned out from Sukkim that a tvul yoim is kosher to do the paraduma. That's the halacha. And the Mishnah says, the Gemara brings the Tanam, because we learned in the Mishnah, not only he was kosher to do the paraduma, but metamin hoyu hakoyin haserif esapora. They specially took the kohen that his job was to burn the paraduma, and they used to be metamin him before he did it. Umatbilin oisa, and they would toivel him. How would they metamin him? They would tell him to have a tefillah. How would they metamin? So Rashi learns, Rashi not over here, but Rashi elsewhere learns that they were metamin him with tuma d'oraisa, l'moshe with the sheretz. They made him literally tummy. After he was tummy, they told him to go to the mikveh. After he went to the mikveh, he became a tvul yoim. That's what they used to do. Tosis over here says, Tosis does not want to learn like Rashi that they were metamin him with tuma d'oraisa. Tosis says, La b'tuma d'oraisa metamin le'lei ha'be mezalzel le'lei kulahai. They didn't do something so drastic to be metamin with tuma d'oraisa, although had they done it, and they would tell him to be tevel, it would be fine. But Tosis learned it was not a tuma d'oraisa. But what they did was, the other kohenim that were there would touch him, and by them touching him, he would become tummy, because that's the halacha. Chazal said that any other kohen, any other person that touches the kohen aser v'sapara becomes tummy, and it's a tuma d'rabban. After he became tummy, he went to the mikveh, and then he's a tvul yoim. Why did they specially do that? L'chaytzi mi'liban shel stukim, to take out from the heart. The heart is the ideas of the tzdukim. Shoyu oimrim, that they used to say, b'me'uravei ha'shemesh ha'isanasis. The tzdukim, those are the people that argued on Torah Sheval Peh. They opened the Chumash and they read it and they explained it like they wanted, and they argued with the Kabbalah Chazal. These were the tzdukim who were Talmidim of Sodei Paisus, and they were a certain group that were at the time of Chazal, and they said that the pasuk says "va'asa ish tohar," and according to their understanding, tohar means you can't even be a tvul yoim. So, in order to show everyone that it's not the way that tzdukim say, they specially made him into a tvul yoim. They would be metamim, tell him to go to the mikveh, and that's the kohen that did the paraduma. Since they did that, then tekinu lo rabbanon, Chazal masakin for this person that was served as a parah. Klei glolim, kelim of dung, klei avonim, kelim of stones, klei adoma, and soft rock, delay the kabli tuma. They specially went the other way now, in order to show that we're not going to treat this lightly, although we were metame, hakoyin aseret zapor, and we told him to go to the mikveh. Now he's a tvul yoim, and that's the only thing, only the hoytzi b'liban shel stukim, but everything else, we're going to be very strict, and we're even going to use kelim which cannot become tame. Ki hechi in order, the leilis alzali ba, people should not treat it lightly. That's why they use these kelim. Okay. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Now the Gemara is going to explain a number of things we saw over here about the Kohen Aser Sapporo. One of the things that were mentioned in the Mishnah was that they separated him to a chamber that was Tzafoy de Mizrach, northeast. Rashi says that northeast means on the northeastern side of the Azorah. Rashi learns that this chamber was in the Azorah. That's the Shit of Rashi, the chamber. The Lishka Shal Pnei Biro was actually in the Azorah. And Tzafoy de Mizrach means the northeastern side of the Azorah. The Gemara asks, why especially did they have the Lishka on the northeastern side of the Azorah? The Gemara explains, Kivon the Chatosi. Since it's a Chatos, when the Gemara says Chatosi, we are referring to the Parah Duma. It's not actually a Korban Chatos, Rashi explains, but the Torah does call it Chatos. The Torah calls it Chatos. A Korban Chatos is one that's brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. This is not a Korban Chatos. This was done outside the Beis HaMikdash. This was done on Har HaZeis. But it's called Chatos. B'chatos tugunat tzofoy, a Korban Chatos, not this paraduma which is called Chatos, a Korban Chatos that's brought inside the Beis HaMikdash needs tzofoy. Tzofoy means that it needs to be shechted on the northern side of the Azorah. That's the halacha of a Chatos. That's why, that's to deal with the tzofoy. Uksiv ba, and it's written by it, by paraduma, el noicha pnei oyel moed, the Kohen would stand and do the paraduma facing the Oyel Moed. And Rashi says he would do it on Har HaZeisim, which is actually facing the Mokom HaMikdash. And when he sprinkled the blood, he would sprinkle the blood of the paraduma. He would be miskaven Beroya. He would go and sprinkle and see the entrance of the Oyel Moed. To Kinul Rabbanon, Chazal Masaki, Lishka, this chamber, Tzofoyno, it was to the north to remember that it's to do with paraduma, which is called chatos, and a regular chatos needs tzofon. Mizrocha to the east, again, because it's to do with paraduma that was done on the east, on the eastern side of the Beis HaMikdash, and it was facing the Beis HaMikdash. Ki hechi, in order, de lehevela hakera. It should have a kera that the person that's doing it should recognize and understand, the kohen that's doing it should understand that what he's doing is, he's doing a Parah Aduma. The place, the Tzofoy Mizrach will remind him the reason why he is there. Why am I in this Lishka? This Lishka is Tzofoy Mizrach. It's because I am the one that's going to be doing the Parah Aduma, which is to do with Tzofoy Mizrach. And Rashi says that this was in order that he should think about what he has to do and prepare himself to do it all correct. Good. Zot Rashi till here. Sreifas ha-pora. Paraduma. The paraduma. Shal pnei ha-biro. The kamei mefarish. Gemara later is going to explain what does this mean, my biro, what does this word biro mean? Tzofoyna mizrocha. B'miktsoya mizrochis tzofoynis shal azora hoisa. Was in the corner, the northeastern corner of the Azor. Shekol ma'aseh shal poro klei glolim tzifiyei bokor dung mefarish lube menochis peperik Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi over here says that klei glolim means kelim made of dung, which are not mekabel tuma. Rashi elsewhere and other Rishonim say that klei glolim is miloshim golol, shayish, marble. However, the Tosfos Yeshanim over here asks, if it is marble, then it really is a type of stone, so why is it not included in clay avon? Klei adoma, zok Rashi, she'ein asuin ki klei cheres, b'kivshon. It's not done like earthenware vessels in an oven. Earthenware vessels that are done in the oven are mekabel tuma mitoichon. That's the halacha. They could be mekabel tuma as long as the tuma makes a tummy from the inside. But this is not mekabel tuma at all. Why? Elamen adoma hi. It's made from earth. Which type of earth? Shehu ke'even raka. That's like a soft stone. V'chokikin mimena kelim. And they hollow out kelim in it, but it's not baked. So it's not that klei cheres, which the Torah talks about, which is mekabel tuma mitoichon. It isn't that, but it's a kind of keli that's not makabel tuma at all. My taima, what's the reason? Kinilo kelim alalu, that Chazal masakin these kelim. The tulyoim, the kamon yalaflo v'peri torah v'kalfi v'hiza hator chulu. The Gemara learns out from there that a tulyoim is kosher v'parah. Kihechi the loy lizalzul lebo loymar, to say people should not treat this lightly. Hoyel utulyoim kosher v'parah. Since utulyoim is kosher v'parah, ain sorach liyis zrizin bo. We don't need to be careful with it. B'shmiras tahara, to guard it that it should not become tomei, should stay tahor. Lakach also bo malis harba letara. That's why they did a lot of malis, a lot of extra things to be careful to do it in a way of tara, which are not really necessary, but they went and they did extra things. Vizu achas man, and this is one of them, to use types of kelim that cannot become tomei. Kiva the chatosi, zokrashi, it does not mean it's a chatos, but chatos nikras. It's called a chatos. Shenema, like it says, lemei nido chatosi. That's a pasuk written by Parah Adumo. Chatosi means it is a chatos, it's called a chatos in the Torah. Yeah. The chatos tuna tzofoin, zokrashi, chatois hakrevois from izbeach, the chatois, which are karbonos, which are actually brought on the Mesbeach in the Beis HaMikdosh, Nishchatois B'Tzofen. They are shechted on the northern side of the Azorah, but Veloyshe Zutunot Tzofen, not that this Paraduma needs Tzofen, Sharehi Nishchetes B'Haramishva. This one was shechted in Haramishva. Haramishva is Har Hazesim, which was outside the Azorah completely, outside the Beis HaMikdosh. Uksiven, it's written, B'Pora, by Porah, El Noichach Pnei El Moed, Bahazah Stoma. When he sprinkled the blood, it says, El Noichach Pnei El Moed, he would stand and do it facing the El Moed. Shu Oimei Bahara Mishka, would stand on Hara Mishka, that's Hara Zaysin, who miskave and align himself, Veroy and see, Pishoi Shal Hechel, the entrance of the Hechel, Shu Bekoisul Mizrahi, which was on the eastern wall. Kihechid Levi Akira, Ladas, he should know, Shehufrash Shom, that he was separated there, Kdei Lahatul Olov, in order to put on him, Avoidas Parah Hakruya Chatos, the work of the Parah that's called a Chatos, Utuuna Mizrach, and it needs Mizrach, the east, V'yosim Leiv, and he should think and put his heart, V'yosoris, to be careful of the Maaseho, with its deeds, what needs doing, the Seder Avoideseho, and the Seder of its Avoideseho, he should think about what he needs to do and prepare himself well. Now the Gemara carries on and asks the question, my bira. What is this bira? The Mishnah says, and this Mishnah is the Mishnah that the Gemara just brought, talking about the Kohen who burnt the Parah Aduma. They would put him for 7 days before he burnt the Parah Aduma. They would put him in a chamber that was al pnei habira, in front of the bira. What is bira? My bira, what is bira? Okay, before we carry on this Gemara, I'd like to speak out. Amachlekes, Rashi, and Tosfos, where this Lishka was. Rashi learns, like we had, Rashi says that it was Tzafoina Mizrocha, northeastern side of the Azorah. It was in the Azorah, in the Beis HaMikdash somewhere. Northeast. That's Rashi. However, Tosfos clearly says over here that base, and later on the Ches on the base, this Lishka that the Kohen Aserech HaSapara was in, was not in the Azorah, was in the Harabai somewhere. So we'll first explain the Gemara according to Rashi, and then according to Tosfos. My Bira, what does it mean, Lishka Shal Pnei HaBira? Omar Rabba Baba Chana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabba Baba Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mokoyin Hoya Bahar Habayis. There was a place in Harabayis, Ubira Shemoyin, and its name was Bira. So this Lishka, according to Rashi, although it was in the Azorah, but it was facing the place in Harabayis that was called Bira. So it was next to that place in Harabayis. But Eshlokish says, Kol HaMikdosh Kuloi Koru Bira. The whole base of Mikdosh was called Bira. So, according to Eshlokish, when it says, Lishka Shal Pnei HaBira, means it was in front of the base of Mikdosh. It was in the area of the base of Mikdosh, but in the front. How do we know that the Beis HaMikdosh was called Bira? Shenema, like it says, HaBira Asher HaChinoisi. Dovra Melech said, I have prepared the Bira. And when Dovra Melech said, I have prepared the Bira, he meant the place for the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the place that he bought from Aravna HaYabusi, like we're going to see in Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Habira Asher HaKinoisi, Asher Zimanti Lo Motri, I have prepared a place for this bira. David HaMelech did not actually build the Beis HaMikdash, it was Shlomo who built it, but David HaMelech prepared the place for it. What place was it? Mokim was Goyren Aravna, the threshing floor of Aravna. Aravna was the king of Yabusi, the officer, Livnoisa Boy, to build it in it, and David HaMelech was the one that bought the lot from Aravna Yabusi. And David said this pasuk in Divrei Hayom. Good. Tosus learns that this Lishka was actually not in the Azora, it was in the Har HaBayis. So according to Tosus, when Rabbi Yochanan said that Bira was a place in the Har HaBayis, it's very easy to understand, the Lishka was in the Har HaBayis, and it was facing the place in the Har HaBayis that was called Bira. According to Resh Lakish, the Beis HaMikdash is called Bira. So according to Tosis, the Lishka was in the Har HaBayis. But again, it was facing the Bira. It was close to the Beis HaMikdash, facing it. And that's the Lishka Shalpnei HaBira. It was facing the Beis HaMikdash that was called Bira. Gemara Vayit, Mino Hani Mili. Where do we know this from? Rashi explains, this is a question on both halachos that we have just seen. We just had our Mishnah, that 7 days before Yom Kippur, they would separate the Kohen Gadol from his house to Lishkas Parhedrin. He would have to be by himself 7 days in the chamber. And we had a Mishnah by Parah Aduma as well, similar, that they would take the Kohen, Hasarif and Sapporo, and they would separate him for seven days to Lishka Shalpnei HaBira. So how do we know in both places that the Kohenim, these two Kohenim, need separation for 7 days? Amarev Menyumi Bar Chilkia, Amarev Chassi Bar Idi, Menyumi Bar Chilkia said in the name of Chassi Bar Idi, Amarev Yechanan, in the name of Yechanan, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Kasher Osa Bayim Hazeh, like he has done on this day, Tziva Hashem, Hashem is commanded, La Asa is to do, Lechaper Aleichem to atone for you. Now this Kasher Osa Bayim Hazeh is talking about the Shivas Yemei Hamilum. The Shivas Yemei Hamilum took place on Chof Gimel Ador, the first year after they went down to Mitzrayim, for 7 days, they were putting up the Mishkan and taking it down, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was doing the Avodah for those 7 days. The eighth day is when they put up the Mishkan to stay, and that's when Aaron HaKohen Ubonov started doing the Avodah. For those 7 days, the Torah says that Aaron Ubonov should stay Pesach Eil Moed, they must not be at home, they must separate themselves and be and stay for 7 days at the entrance of the Oyel Moed, like it says in the Pasuk, Pesach Oyel Moed Teshvu. You must stay for those 7 days, for those Shivas Yemei Hamilum, you must be purged, separate yourselves from your tents and be at the entrance of the Oyel Moed. So the Gemara learns out, Kasher Osa Bayim Hazeh, like he has done on this day, Tziva Hashem Lasos, Hashem is commanded to do in the future, L'chaper aleichem to atone for you. And the Gemara learns out that this means lasos, to do, elu ma'asei parah. This is referring to the act of Parah Aduma. That just like you need a separation of 7 days in the Shivas Yemei Hamilum, so too the Kohen Aseret HaSaporah must separate from his house for 7 days. L'chaper, the word l'chaper in the Pasuk, elu ma'asei Yom HaKippurim. That's referring to the ma'asim of Yom HaKippurim, that the Kohen Gadol, before he does the avodas on Yom Kippur, must do like they did in Shivas Yemei Hamilum and separate himself mi beisoy to somewhere, and he went to the Lishkas Parhed. Good. Something tomorrow. Bishloim, it's all very well. Kule krab the poralimi token. You cannot say that the whole pasuk of Lasis Lechaper is talking about Parah Aduma. That you can't say. Why? Because Lechaper, it says Lechaper. And Parah Aduma did not come lechaper. It did not come to atone. Parah Aduma came letaher, to make people toher, not lechaper. So if it does say lechaper in the pasuk, we know that the whole pasuk cannot be talking about Parah Aduma. So we do know that lechaper must be Yom Kippur. But zok tomorrow, parah la bas kapori. Parah is not a bas kapori. It's not coming to atone. Ella, but frekti Gemara. Gemara's asking, Ema, let's say, Kule Kra, B'Yom Kippurim Ksiv. Maybe the entire pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur. How do I know to say that Lasis means Masei Pora and Lechaper means Yom Kippurim? Maybe Lasis Lechaper is talking about Yom Kippur. So Tosis, another Rishonim, ask, what's pshat in this question? If it was just talking about Yom Kippur, it would be enough to say Lechaper. Lechaper. Why did it have to say Lasis? So the Ritva, Tosis Shonim, answer that no, it's all talking about Yom Kippur, but Lasis means go do the Prishas Shiva Lechaper when you're coming to atone on Yom Kippur. That's what the answer. Tosfos says that if it would just say Lechaper, I would say it means Kapora of all Karbonos. So it says Lasis Lechaper to tell me it does not mean Kapora of all Karbonos. It means the Kapora of Yom Kippur. Al Kaponim, the Gemara is asking that maybe the whole Pasuk is talking about Kapora of Yom Kippurim. So how do I know to include in this Pasuk that the Kohen that does the Paraduma must separate for 7 days before he does the Paraduma? Amri, the Bnei Yeshiva said, they answer the question. Yalev Tziva Tziva. We learn out Tziva Tziva, that's Gzeres Shavah from these two words, Tziva Tziva. Ksiv Hacha, it's written over here by the Prishas Shiva of Shiva Simei HaMiluim. Tziva Hashem Lasis, Hashem is commanded to do. Over there is written the word Tziva. Uksiv Hasam, and it's written over there. That's by Paraduma Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the decree of the Torah. Asher Tziva Hashem Lemar, which Hashem has commanded saying. So we learn out one from another. Ma Lahalon, just like over there, it's talking about Parah, it's talking about Paraduma, the Tziva by Paraduma. Afkan, so too over here, when it says Lasois, it's also talking about Para Aduma. We cannot just say it's talking about Yom Kippurim. We learn not Tziva Tziva that it's also talking about Para Aduma. Uma Kam Prisha. And just like over here, by Shiva Simei Miluim, there's halacha that the Torah said that the Kohenim must be Pere Shiva Siyamim. Afla Hala, so too over there, by Para Aduma. Now that we know the Pasuk is talking about Para Aduma, we say, so too over there, Prisha, that the Kohen Aseret Saporo must separate from his house 7 days before he sereif es hapar. So, Rashi, mina hanimili, where do we know this from? The boy prisha liyem ekipurim lepara, that before the kohen does the avodah yom kippur and before the kohen is sereif es hapar, there needs to be prishas shivas yomim. Kasher also b'miluim. This is written by miluim, like he has done the miluim shetziva oisam, that he has commanded them lifroish mipesa, to separate from the houses zayin yomim 7 days. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, upesach oyel moed, and at the entrance of the oyel moed teshu you should stay yomim alayla day and night. Megoyim, complete the pasuk. Ubashmini, and on the 8th day abdu they serve. Shenema, like it says, vahibi yemashmini kara megoyim. That's the pasuk where it says that he called Aaron HaKohen to do that void of Yom HaShmini. Uksiv, and it's written, Krav al HaMizbeach. Krav al HaMizbeach was written by Yom HaShmini, that Aaron HaKohen should come near to the Mizbeach, the Goyma, and do that void of. Kasher also, the Goyma, like he has done, the complete apostle, like he has done on this day, the Prisha Shiva, Tziva Lasis. Hashem is commanded to do the Doiros for future generations. And Rashi says, we learn out from there, from Shiva Simei HaMiluim, Lifrish Zayin, to separate 7 days, Lifnei Avoidas Yom Echa, before the Avoida of 1 day. Just like by Shema Simei HaMiluim, the Torah said, the Kohen must separate 7 days, Mibesom, from their tents, from the places where they slept, they must separate 7 days, before the Avoida of 1 day, that's the Shmini LeMiluim, where they were going to do the Avoida. So too, in the future, the Kohen, Haserif Zapora, and the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur must separate 7 days before the 1 day that they're going to do the Avodah, the 1 day Avodah of Yom Kippur, and the 1 day that the Kohen has served as a Parah, the day that he burns the Parah, there needs to be a Prishas Shiva before that.